A South Shore homeless service organization is taking a step some hope will start a trend in efforts to end chronic homelessness. The organization Father Bills and Mainspring is purchasing a hotel in Brockton that it's using as extra shelter space during the pandemic. It's going to convert that hotel into permanent housing for people who've been homeless. WBUR's Lynn Joliker has more.
70 adults experiencing homelessness are staying at the former Roadway Inn in Brockton. Father Bills and Mainspring is renting the hotel to keep its shelter population as spread out as possible. But the guests could soon call it their permanent home, with units to rent as their own and support services. President and CEO John Yazwinski says Father Bills and Mainspring has signed a purchase and sale on the property and is applying to the state for funding to turn its rooms into 69 studio apartments.
Projects like this, when you do it with the state in a normal year, could take 2 to 3 years. We're going to try to do this in less than a year. So our game plan right now is we hope to acquire the property by late winter, start renovations, and convert it to permanent housing, hopefully by late spring.
The project is expected to cost about $9 million, $140,000 per apartment, according to Yazwinski. That's about half of what it costs to develop affordable housing units in the Boston area. The state dollars would come through a special round of housing funding announced in response to the pandemic. Loans and private fundraising would cover most of the rest. Lyndia Downey, president and executive director of the Boston shelter and housing organization Pine Street Inn, applauds the move.
It is a faster, cheaper way to find housing for single people who really have almost no options in what is still a pretty expensive market.
Pine Street has some housing development projects underway. It isn't currently looking at purchasing any hotels or motels, but Downey says it's a potential model for the future. Hotel conversion could be an upside of the economic downturn, according to Joyce Tavon, senior director of policy and programs for the nonprofit Massachusetts Housing and Shelter Alliance. She says she'd like to see other providers pursue it.
We had hoped that all of us collectively as a state were going to take advantage of this opportunity where there are kind of vacant hotels that may be put on the market to be able to use them as shelter and then convert them into permanent supportive housing. There's not as much of that happening as we would have liked to see, but we're also aware that at this moment, we've got to deal with the emergency that's in front of us.
The emergency of a vulnerable population living in busy shelters at heightened risk from COVID-19. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.